Nobody likes to feel like they're on the losing side of anything. But cultural conservatives who mostly live in rural America have found themselves on the losing side a lot this week, with hit after hit favoring a progressive tide, highlighting the divide between urban and rural America. It all started Wednesday when Congress decided to hand President Obama a big victory when it comes to trade by paving the way for the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. But a third of Americans overall in our latest poll said free trade hurts the United States. But in rural America, the view on trade is even more pessimistic. Half say trade hurts. Many rural Americans pine for the day when a small factory was the local economic engine. Of course, those days are long gone. Thursday came the Supreme Court's ruling upholding subsidies in the Affordable Care Act. And when it comes to the health care law as a whole, the country has been evenly split on whether to keep the law or eliminate it. But in rural America, there's no waffling. Two-thirds say the law needs to either have major changes or simply be scrapped altogether. And then on Friday, the court ruled same-sex marriage legal nationwide. Well, guess what? A majority of Americans supported the action that the court took, except in one area of the country. That's right, you guessed it, rural America, where support sits just under 50% at 46. Now, many in rural America may look at this week and see America changing in ways they aren't ready to embrace. And if history is any guide, there is going to be a backlash to this rapid social change. Is it a lasting backlash that powers a conservative political movement, a la the silent majority of the 70s, or is the backlash temporary?